using her skills as a licensed mental health counselor, Dr. Lisa helps people live happy, fulfilling lives full of creativity and excitement. Do you believe that each person has a unique personality that needs to be explored in order to maintain a satisfying and successful life? Good, because the doctor is in.
This is Dr. Lisa Blanchfield. I just looked through my notes to see that I started my podcast experience on January 11th of 2022, which would mean that it will be 2 years in January that I became the Dr. Lisa's World podcast person. So that was my new identity. And I want to again thank New Pod City, and especially Frank Sasso, who I did meet about 2 years ago prior to starting my podcast. I had to first research it and learn about it and get up my confidence and strength to do it. But Frank Sasso was the inspiration. He told me I can do this. And I think sometimes that's exactly what we need in life. We can't really always go it alone. So I want to thank him as well. So today I'm going to talk about what's happening in the world and our current state, our mental state, how our minds are working, which I know for me and everyone I speak to, we are all in a state of anxiety, worry, fear due to the recent war that began in the Middle East. Prior to that, we had the Ukrainian war going on. And what all of this does is trigger the aggression, and probably if you live in New York City or anywhere in the world, it will trigger you back to 9/11, because this story and all the news broadcasts are about terrorism. So terrorism, which affected all of our lives in 2001 on 9/11, we're going back to that place of looking at blown up buildings and hospitals that are destroyed and children dying and all of the things that cause the fear and anxiety to revisit us, right? So we could have been in a nice, peaceful place. I don't know how anyone is, because we also have our daily routine that can cause us a lot of angst. But what we're doing now is we're turning on the television or looking at our phones or listening to podcasts, and people are talking about the current war in the Middle East. So if you have family there, if you are Palestinian, my family is Egyptian. My children are Egyptian. I have 3 children. I have 2 son-in-laws who were born in Egypt. So the Muslim-Arab connection is a huge part of my life. And so any kind of feelings that we can come up with, either it's anxiety, pain, fear, concern, worry, for both sides of the war, I think that it's time for us to really look at our mind health. And I always call it mind health, because when we say mental, we've used it in a slang way to say, oh, you're mental. We don't say, oh, we're mindful. So what I've had to do in the last 9 days is really come back to my strategies of mindfulness. And I think what happens is we have to go to that place that helps us to calm down. For you, it might be being outside. If you're an introvert, I'm an introvert, so I have to start staying home, hibernating, cleaning, reading a book. And of course, I always pick up the books I've read before because they inspire me. And the one that I find I always turn back to is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. He is an amazing writer that writes a lot about Maktub, which is our destiny. The travels of the shepherd in the story are very poignant and helpful to me at many times in my life when I'm searching for meaning. But what's most important to regain knowledge about is where we are at ourselves, and are we living in the present moment? We have to embrace the moment. So even if today is a very disastrous day and we look at the news, or we have something happen to us personally, or we become angry, or we have an argument with someone close to us, we have to stay in that moment, because what are the odds that it's going to last forever? We have to look back and say, how many times have I been anxious? How many times have I gotten myself sick over this? How many times have I had to become depressed and lay in bed and I can't face the world? It's happened to all of us. But what's most important for me is I say to myself again, what am I worried about? What is this thing that's so bad that's happening today that can actually change my life for the day. It's a whole day that we have to turn either positive or negative. But what we do is we go back to our thoughts of anxiety. We start to worry, what's going to happen? I have been a worrier my whole life, and sometimes I have to look at my milestones. I have to look at where I was and where I am. So I just looked up a date because I can't remember sometimes when things happen. But I had an accident that was traumatic on December 4th of 2019. I lost track how many years, and I survived it. It was at work in a 300-bed skilled nursing facility. It ended my career as a psychologist inpatient. I could no longer work in a facility. At that time, I had no idea what was going to happen. It was my main source of income. I always had the private practice, but I worked for a company. It was my security. It was my pension. It was everything that I thought would keep me going in life. And I realized it's 5 years. In 2 months, it will be 5 years that I survived financially, emotionally, physically, psychologically. And so for today, that's going to give me inspiration. I can get through today. I just got through 5 years. If we have a financial crisis, we always go to the extreme panic of, oh, what am I going to do now? This is a major expense. This is a health concern in our family. This is something that happened to one of my children. Well, we always seem to go on. We look at a dark time in our life and then we say, oh, I'm just stuck here. This is where I'm at. This is the way it's going to be. But to think about all your accomplishments, everyone that told you, no, you can't do something, or no, that's not going to happen, or no, you're not capable of that. What happens in life is I think that we live in the past or possibly in the future because we worry every day about what's going to happen. But when we live in the present and say, what are the odds that you're worrying about something so bad that could possibly happen? How likely is that outcome really? How much can we really spend of our days on this earth worrying? How often has it happened before? Well, war has happened. 2 world wars, and now they're talking about possibly the third. Is there any other outcome? Can we focus on the positive? Most of the time, the things we worry about either don't end up happening, or we work ourselves into such a state of anxiety and depression and concern and panic that we're not living in the moment. In the past, if I've persevered through adversity of any kind, you have to think about, how did I face it? How did I conquer whatever came out of it that was negative? What are my demons? What happened? Because I went from semi-retired to now I'm able to work part-time. I'm helping families mostly who need therapeutic supervision with their children. It's court-ordered supervision when families become estranged. Typically, separation and divorce causes it. And so the children are no longer united with the parents. They're not having visitation. So I found now that that's the area of work that I find most meaningful for me. And I'm still able to work, which is a blessing. And also, I have to say, what are the odds that that accident that I had was the end of my career? I thought it was, but the healing process happened and a lot of support from my family. And also, I assumed the best. So what does that mean? Most likely, anything that happens to us, we can look at it as negative in so many different ways, or we could also say the glass is half full. So during the pandemic, which we can go back and think about that now, that was a war, and our lives changed forever. I remember thinking, how can I help? What can I do? We need peace of mind. We need to control our anxiety. Everyone is worried. The pandemic was just a major disaster in our lives. So a friend of mine, Marlon, has a YouTube channel. It's called MJ Make My Day. He contacted me and said, let's do a show called The Glass is Half Full. And we will talk about how to become a positive thinker. So we did that throughout the entire pandemic. We recorded, I think it was once a month, and we had so much information between all of us that we were trying to impart the knowledge. Dr. Azza, a very good friend, she helped out with it as well. We did it together. So what happened was Marlon would ask the questions and we would discuss how to get control mostly of our anxiety, to master our anxiety. We were in isolation. I can remember going to Walmart and we couldn't get in. There was no food. There were lines. We were masked up. We were in isolation. It was just a nightmare for everyone. And it took a long time. And we still have the repercussions of it. And we still are facing financial crisis in this country and throughout the world. But how we reacted to it and how we tried to find our own peace of mind in it are the same strategies that we need to practice now. All of these things that happen, for example, you are in traffic. And I always tell people when I'm working with people with anger management, because we become angry when we become anxious. I don't know if you've noticed that. I become so rude. When I'm anxious, it's not a good time to talk to me. So what happens is if someone, for example, cuts you off in traffic, it's road rage. And then you might tell yourself, well, maybe they're in a hurry. They have an emergency. They're on their way to the hospital. Who knows? Someone's delivering a baby in the car. I don't know why they're driving like this. It usually looks like road rage to me. But then I also say, I live in New Jersey, and that's sort of typical of the way people drive here. So then I say, no, no, they're just being angry and they're trying to cut me off. But then really what's happening is we're making a determination about our feelings, which belongs to someone else. So what that they cut you off? Anyway, we don't care because they're the one that's driving erratically. We're just trying to play it safe. Our peace of mind, again, is based on the reaction that we give to a situation that really has nothing to do with us. We're never going to meet that person in that car, hopefully. Hopefully. You're in traffic every single day if you live in a metropolitan city like we do. You might tell yourself, oh, that person is just having a bad day, but we control the thought that we have, just like turning on the television, just like any time we've had a traumatic experience in our life. We have to think about what we're worrying about, right? And it may never end up to be the catastrophe that we think it is. So that's what brings us back to the moment. And I know that most of you who practice yoga, meditation, mindfulness, we read a lot about what Buddha wrote, and mindfulness and meditation came from Buddhism originally. So the secret of good health and a strong mind, according to Buddha, is that both our minds and our bodies live in the present moment, just the moment that you're there, when you're there, and then we practice. So it's meditation, yoga. What I do most of the time is diaphragmatic breathing. I don't know how many of you have practiced it, know it. It's so simple. Go on YouTube and learn the strategies. What happens is at that present moment when we're having the panic attack, we take in the deep breaths, we hold the breaths, we work on it so that your mind, the brain, actually distracts itself from, am I going to take another breath or am I going to have an anxiety episode? So the breathing, if you do it for, I have to do it for sometimes 5 to 10 minutes. Your body itself will help you to calm down. Other people find it doesn't work. They do running, exercise, gym, riding a bike. That also can trick the brain so that we think we're anxious or we are anxious. We're having a physical reaction to the anxiety. We're either eating too much or not eating at all, sleeping, not sleeping. Anger comes with anxiety because anger covers up our pain. Right. So if we have the pain, sometimes the anger has to be looked at as a cover for the pain, whatever it is, loss of a loved one, anything that happens to us in life that's so difficult to get through. Sometimes we become angry and the anger speaks for itself. It's the way you're coping with whatever's happening in your mind. So I think Buddha is important right now. I think we need to meditate. People are killing each other. The wars are going on. There's anger. Those on either side of the war in the Middle East are fighting with each other. Innocent people are being murdered and killed. And it's just a horrible time. So for this moment, the mindfulness practice, I think, is the most helpful. We have to expect always the best outcome. And when you find yourself worrying about something, you think it's not going to turn out well, try to make a positive shift. Just say to yourself, it's going to be okay. It's going to get better. Every physical ailment we've ever had It's power of positive thinking. You can't just go to the negative and say this is going to be a terrible outcome. The outcome always is uncertain, but we can control our mind and what we think about the outcome so that then you can turn it around. The other practice that's so helpful is distracting yourself from the thought. So, for example, if you're focused only on the CNN news broadcast of the war in the Middle East, watch it, get your update, shut it off, and then distract yourself. Find something to do. If it's work, that's amazing. I was a workaholic. I worked day and night. When I stopped working during the day, my full-time job at the nursing facility, I had to figure out what to do with my time. And so I had to refocus. I started baking cupcakes and cakes, and I started doing more cooking. And then I worked on my garden. I have this huge garden, which is just the outcome. If you look at it, it looks like a jungle, but it was my coping mechanism. I started it when I moved here, but also during the pandemic, I started to work on it and research it and plant new plants and seeds. And so find a project. If you like to clean, there's always a closet that needs to be separate. You have to separate out what doesn't belong there and you need to clean it. So find something. And I do this all the time with my patients. I say to them, what do you like to do? Well, I don't want to do anything. I just want to worry. I just want to assume the worst. It's not going to turn out right. The outcome is uncertain. It's better to assume that it's going to be the end, whatever it is they're dealing with. And I say, okay, let's stop focusing on that for the moment. Just in this moment when I'm talking to you, how do you feel? The basic question, how do you really feel? And do you feel like yourself today? How many times we know we wake up in the morning. I have two friends that told me this week, I don't sound right. I don't know what that means. I think it's that I must be overwhelmed. I have a lot going on personally and family-wise and the world, the impact of what I'm seeing going on in the world. They said they can hear it in my voice. Let's try to understand the impact that our thoughts have. And I had to come out of it. I had to say, you know what? I am in an angry mood, or I am upset about what's happening, or I'm triggered now by watching buildings that are being bombed and destroyed and people dying. It's reminding me and bringing me back to 9/11. So what do I feel like? And then what's missing in my life? What do I need to do to come out of that moment when I'm not feeling like myself, right? These are challenges that we have every single day. What can I do to get back to that feeling? Forget about happiness. I don't dwell on happiness because happiness is a fleeting moment. You can be happy 1 minute and an hour later, everything changes in your life. So are we feeling any better after we do an activity, after we exercise, after we take a walk? Sometimes just changing the environment. Obviously, get away from the news when it's been hours and hours. I was watching what was happening in Israel at night, and I started to have sleeping problems, waking up, having sort of a panic attack, because what happens is our brain doesn't really, we sleep. It's like we're in a state of hypnosis when we sleep, but the mind is still working. So it could wake us up. We could have fear, anxiety. And so sometimes get away from it. Talk to a friend. I've been talking to my closest, dearest friends this week, the ones that really can inspire me to feel better. I decided to start doing my research to talk to you and create another podcast. I'm going to try to assume the best of the worst outcome that we are all thinking about with war, but we're hoping that it's going to turn out for the best. Call a friend, call a relative, visit somebody. During the pandemic, we were isolated, and I feel like we're going back into that mode again of isolation because we're also afraid. And we have high alerts now in New York City. They're saying that there are not credible threats, but everyone's very vigilant. They're doing protests in Times Square. It's another time of unrest, and people are having difficulty with the whole situation. So I think now is a good time to either pick up a book and do some reading. The Alchemist is amazing. I have to reread it every couple of years because I need to get inspired again by the thought that this is all something happening at the moment, but this too will pass, and we need to focus. At least try to assume something good could come out of a day that looks otherwise very bleak and depressing. It's difficult when you've had adversity and you've had trauma in your life. I'm not saying that you just get over it, but when you look at your milestones of, oh, it's been 5 years and I am still alive and I'm functioning and I'm able to work through most of my issues and try to work on my own mental health strategies to get through it. It's just about how we look at it. And if you change your perspective and try to say to yourself, something good could possibly come out of a really bad situation. It doesn't always work like that. And I am dealing also with a friend who lost a grandchild right now, and that's heartbreaking. And we know that there are families out there that have close relatives in the Middle East that are going through horrible pain and suffering as well. So I think that how we look at it and how we determine our own spirituality related to death and destruction is a part of it as well. So I'm back and I'm working again on my podcast, and I hope you're all out there listening. You can reach me on Instagram at Dr. Lisa21. I have a Facebook page, Dr. Lisa Blanchfield or Lisa Blanchfield, and also Dr. Lisa's World is there. I sometimes get comments. I have a lot of great support. I appreciate New Pod City for keeping me going, and I look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully, everything is going to be calmer next month. And when we worry about something bad happening today, it's amazing how after a few months or even after a few years, that thought isn't even in your head anymore. So the brain heals, our bodies heal. We have to keep going and be positive. So the glass is always half full. I may not sound like it today, but I do believe it. So I hope for everyone that we can have some peace of mind. Peace is the priority. And I will talk to you again very soon.
You've been listening to Dr. Lisa's World. Be sure to visit her Facebook page at Dr. Lisa's World.